ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमूर्तये नमो नमः। ॐ श्रीमन्महागणाधिपतये नमः। ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदम् पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ। सो हियर् इन् दिस् बृहदारण्यक उपनिषत् you only just come to the second brahmanam, whereas in the first opening sentence we saw naiveha kinchana asit. This is how the sentence becomes memorized. What is the first sentence? Naiveha kinchana asit na iva kinchana asideva. There was nothing existed at all before. And there's also following sentence, Mrityunai Vedam Avrutam Sarvam. Second sentence, if you see, nothing was there before, everything was covered by Mrityu. Next sentence says, Mrityunai Vedam, Mrityunai Sarvam Avrutam Asit. Second sentence, you do see second sentence. Can you all second sentence? Mrityunai Vedam Sarvam Avrutam Asit. So now, today we will be understanding the second sentence also. Before we go to second sentence, let me tell you. So this naivaha kinchana asit. So Shankara Bhagavatpada has to, because as I said, it is a srishti prakriya. The creation has to be analyzed. Why should we analyze the creation? The analysis of the srishti is to arrive at Brahman, the reality of the universe. That is the tatparyam. The tatparyam, the aim, the purpose of analyzing the creation in the Upanishad is to arrive at the reality Brahman. And thereafterwards we'll understand what is that Brahman we have to understand. So Upanishad also is going to tell us method how we are going to arrive at that Brahman. And there's a purpose also is involved. There's a greatest purpose is there. The purpose is because in discovering Brahman, the reality of the universe as one's own reality, one's own self, the person's perspective will change. The wrong notion the person has about the self and the world will resolve. Thereby the person can discover freedom, which makes his life really an absolutely successful life. This is the tatparya. So, but here, Naiveha Kinchana Asit, Upanishad says, as I said, many other philosophers, Astikas and Nastikas. So Astikaha, people who accept Veda as the Pramanam, people who does not accept Veda as the Pramanam, all these Darshanikaha, the so-called philosophers, are there holding on to their own theory of creation. All of them are standing with a big bulk of huge notes, okay? Their own theories they have, they're waiting. Everyone has their own theories. When the creation is analyzed, oh, very good. I am here with my own theory of creation. And then this is how the universe came into existence. This is how the universe came into existence. They all have theory of creation, which means for them, creation is real. See, for a person to have a theory of creation, the creation must be real. If it is not real, then why should a person have a theory of creation? Whereas, in Vedanta Shastram, we don't say creation is real. In fact, what Vedanta says is there's no creation at all. There's no creation at all means there's only manifestation of what was there before. Avyaktasya vyaktata eva srishtihi. The unmanifest becoming manifest alone is said to be creation. But there is a time when Jagat was unmanifest. That is why Upanishad says, Naiveha Kinchana Asit. Nothing was there at all before the universe came into existence. That nothing, the word naiveha kinchana asit, that nothing, seeing that word nothing, Buddha was very happy, Nayayika was very happy. Why? Because Buddha was happy because for Buddha, nothing was there. Nothing is now also. Nothing was there before, nothing is now also. Then what was there? Only Kshanika Vijnanam was there. Kshanika Vijnanam is there. Okay, Kshanika Vijnanam, for him, everything is a Kshanikam. Everything is Kshanikam, everything is momentary. For him, there's the Karanam was not there. Karyam also was not there. Nothing was there. So he is called Asat, Asat Karanavadi. Asat Karanavadi means what? There was neither, he, at least he's a Asat Karanam, nothing was there before for him. So we saw how Shankar Bhagavatpada very briefly refuted his views. We saw last class. Remember, we talked about, I'm not repeating those views. Maybe after finishing all the 5 points, I'll come back again. I'll repeat all the 5 again. So we've already seen, how many points we have seen? Do you remember? We have seen Asatkarana, Karana Vadi, we have refuted. Then we also started Nayayikas. Remember, the next person is Nayayika. I mean, he is a Nyaya Vaiseshika philosopher. Nyaya Vaiseshika philosopher. Their view is, they are Asat Karyavadis. Buddhist is Asat Karanavadi. He is Asat Karyavadi. Asat Karyavadi means, For him, cause is there, but effect was not there before. And to say effect was not there before, and they give certain reasons. How do we say the effect was not there? For the 2 reasons which we saw in the previous class. We saw 2 reasons in the previous class. I'll summarize all the 5 of them next class. So now let us go to the next view. Okay. Why do they say, and we should not forget here that the main idea, the Srishti has to be discussed. But here, of course, we have the Upasanam also is there. Upasanam has to be understood. And in order to meditate upon the Virat, Virat has to be invoked upon the Agnihi. Agni is the Alambanam. And to understand Virat, what is Virat? The whole Jagat is Bhagavan. Bhagavan implied by the term Virat. So that we have to see Jagat as Bhagavan, Jagat as Virat, Ishvara. Then we have to meditate upon Jagat as Virat. I mean, the Jagat has to be invoked upon, the Jagat which is looked upon as Virat should be invoked upon the Agni Devata. Agni is the Alambanam. So Upanishad has to start up talk about the creation. That's why Upanishad discusses the creation. And before even starting the sentence, starting on the unfoldment of the Upanishad, Shankara Bhagavatpada first wants to make it very clear. This sentence is mistaken by people of other schools, the Astikas and Nastikas, who have the very strong view that the universe is real. Therefore, the Upanishads, the whole aim of discussing the creation is to arrive at Brahman as Satyam and to negate Jagat as Mithya also. If you have to negate Jagat as Mithya, you have to refute the views of other people who think, who are very strong in their idea that the Jagat is real. Therefore, here, not only cause existed, effect also existed, karyam also was there, and this karanam also mithya, karyam also is mithya. Karanam, karyam, both are mithya, but both existed before. Okay, karanam and karyam both are mithya. For us, Brahman is Satya. So Jagat was there in the non-functional. Jagat had non-functional existence before. And now, after manifestation, it has functional existence. We saw that before. Now, what is that? This Nayayikaha. What is the next view he has? We have to see. See, the Nyaya Vaiseshika philosophers, Nayayikas, for them, even there's not this absence. Absence in Sanskritam is called Abhavaha. For them, absence also is real. Absence is real. Abhavaha is real. In fact, what does Vedanta say must remember? According to Vedanta Shastram, in Advaita, person of Advaita Darshanam, person who has the vision of non-duality, for him, there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. Okay? Abhavaha na vidyate. There's no non-existence at all. No, I'm going to the next point now. We have seen 2 points he negated already, which I'll summarize all the 5 later on. But now let us understand this much. What I said before, we'll see again later on. But now, let me go to the new point now. The new idea, what they have. So the Abhavaha, in the vision of an Advaiti, there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. What is only existence. There is no non-existence at all. How do we say, let us understand this before we go to the Vaiseshika's view. On what basis does, this is an important lesson, okay? Understand this, then we'll move on to this. What does Vedanti say? Vedanti means, in the vision of an Advaiti, what is his only existence? There is no such a thing called non-existence at all. Whereas, for Nayayika, there's non-existence. Is real for him. Non-existence is real for him. Abhavaha means non-existence is real. So what? How does the Vedanti say there's no non-existence at all? Absolutely. When you say something is not. When you say, only relative. For us, non-existence is only relative. Suppose this person lived before. Swami Dayana Saraswati lived until 2015. Means that is existence. And now he is not there. When you say, it's only relative. It is not absolute for us. Something is there, something, the universe existed before, now exists. It will not be there later on. Means this non-existence is only relative. If we take the pot, clay pot, example of the ghataha, mrinmayaha gadaha, ghataha, mrinmayaha ghataha, a clay pot. Suppose, is there, with reference to clay pot, the Vedanti can establish what is only the clay. So what is clay, with reference to clay pot, let's understand this logic first. Clay is the karanam, pot is the karyam. Clay and pot, 2 words we are using. Between these 2 words, clay is the karanam, pot is the karyam. When you say, clay, the karanam, obtains in the form of existence of the karyam, the pot. Is it clear? In what form? Some form it must have. What is the form in which the cause obtains in the effect? Any cause obtains in the form of existence of the effect. Which means the existence enjoyed by the effect belongs to the cause only. The effect does not have independent existence of its own. Therefore, if you remove the clay as substance of the substantive clay, then the pot, there is no substance for the word pot. If you remove the clay from the pot, okay, I have removed the clay, where is the pot? Pot will disappear. Which means pot is a word denoting a form serving a given purpose. And I told you many times before, nama rupa karma. Nama rupa karma. What is a pot? Form, name and function. Name, form and function. Or purpose. We use the term function to mean the purpose. Form, name and function is an effect. Effect is nothing but form, name and function. But there's no substance. Therefore, we say non-substantial form, name and function is effect. And the substance is the cause. So clay is the clay, the karanam with reference to clay pot. Clay, the karanam is the substance. And the pot is a non-substantial form, name and function, which is mithya, which is not unreal, as it is available for utility. It serves a purpose. We call it a mithya, which is mithya. Similarly, with reference to this whole jagat also, what do we say? Brahman e satyam. Brahman e satyam means Brahman obtains in the form of existence of the jagat. The whole jagat is as good as what? This namarupa karma, non-substantial form, name and function only. How can we say that? We can say that because the jagat has no independent existence. This is how an Advaiti sees. Therefore, if you analyze the jagat is mithya, Brahman is satyam, if we say with reference to clay pot, clay is satyam, pot is mithya, when you say, in what form does a cause obtain? Cause obtains in the form of existence. When you say, the whole pot is mithya, mithya is satyam, the pot is clay, when you say, what is only existence? You say pot is clay, there is only clay. Clay with reference to pot is the existence. With reference to ocean, water is the existence. With reference to ornament, gold is the existence. With reference to furniture, wood is the existence. The existence, the meaning of the word existence. The meaning of the word existence is what? The cause. Existence is equal to cause. Existence is equal to cause. Okay, there's no existence. The cause obtains in the form of existence. Therefore, with reference to whole jagat, when I give example, all examples are gross examples. The relative causes, relatively their existence. Absolutely existence means with reference to the entire jagat, existence is Brahma. The reference to, when I say the example, with reference to ocean, existence is water. With reference to pot, existence is clay. With reference to ornament, existence is gold. With reference to jagat, existence is what? Brahma. Other examples, when I say existence, they are relative. Absolutely, what is existence? Existence is just no form, nothing. The pure existence with reference to jagat, existence is Brahma. Therefore, what is there is only existence. How do we say that? Because with reference to clay pot, clay alone is in the form of a pot, means existence alone is there with reference to pot. Clay alone is there means existence alone is there. Similarly, with reference to the whole jagat, Brahman is existence, means existence alone is. What about jagat? Jagat is mithya, we negate it. Therefore, absolutely, there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. What is only existence. This existence, how is it? It is that existence has no beginning. Existence has no end. existence is not does not undergo any change. And that existence with reference to Jagat is Brahman means it is consciousness. So consciousness implied by the term Brahman is existence with reference to Jagat. Consciousness implied by the term Atma or Brahman is existence with reference to Jagat. Therefore, absolutely, the existence alone is. There is no such thing called non-existence at all. What is only Brahma means what is only existence. Got it? Do you see that now? What is only Brahma. What is with reference to clay pot? Clay alone is. There's no pot. How does, which standpoint? From the standpoint of clay, you have to say what is only clay. From the standpoint of pot, you can say pot is nothing but clay. You have to say two ways of saying. From the standpoint of clay, you have to say there is no pot. What is only clay. From the standpoint of pot, you have to say pot is clay. Got it? You have two ways of saying. Clay alone is in the form of a pot, or pot is nothing but clay. Which means you are negating what? Pot. When negating pot, what with reference, similarly, with reference to Jagat also, Brahman alone is in the form of the Jagat. Jagat is Brahma. Brahman is not the Jagat, but Jagat is Brahma. You say Brahman is existence. The whole Jagat is what now? What is only Brahman means what is only existence. Where is the non-existence? Non-existence is only relative. Absolutely, you cannot talk about the non-existence. Okay, this is the idea. But now, let's think of Nyayikas. Okay, the Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophers, they have their own concept. One of the reasons why do they say karyam na asit? Before the universe came into existence, cause effect was not there. This is their view. Okay. Let us remember what Shankaracharya's view, Aldia has said vision. What is only in existence? There's no non-existence at all for us. They say before the universe was created, there wasn't the effect, the karyam na asit. Effect was not there before. Effect was not there. Then later on, what is effect then? Effect for them, effect was not there. To state that, they talk about the non-existence. And for them, there are non-existence is four types. The four types of abhavas. We say not in one type of abhava. Abhava is not there at all. But they talk about four types of abhavas. What are those four types of abhavas? Let us remember. Pragabhavaha. Pragabhavaha. Prak means before. Prak plus abhavaha jastu sandhi. Okay. Prak abhavaha pragabhavaha. Pragabhava prior non-existence. Okay, prior non-existence is called pragabhavaha. So before the pot was made, or pot is made, until the pot becomes made, there's no pot, only clay is there. Is it? Before the pot was made, there was no pot. That's called pragabhavaha, prior non-existence. And then they have very, very confusing words. And if you ask what is pot, their technical language, okay, technically they say, abhava pratyogi. Abhava pratyogi means that which any effect is that which destroys its prior non-existence. Abhava pratyogi. Abhava Pratyogi means that which destroys its non-existence. How can a non-existent thing destroy its non-existence? Very funny. Okay? Abhava Pratyogi. For example, if you ask what is a pot, pot is Abhava Pratyogi. Because pot, before the pot was made, there's a prior non-existence. And when the pot came into existence, this pot destroyed its prior non-existence. So they called Abhava Pratyogi, destroyer of its prior non-existence. Okay, that is a technical word. But what, it's a prior non-existence. It's called Prak Abhavaha. Then when the pot is made, the pot enjoys existence for some time. After some time, what happens? Pot will be broken. One day pot has to break. No pot can remain forever, timelessly. Any pot has to break one day. When the pot gets broken, it is called what? It is Pradvamsa Bhavaha. Non-existence after the destruction is called Pradvamsa Bhavaha. So Pragabhavaha, then Pradvamsa Bhavaha. Posterior non-existence. Prior non-existence, posterior non-existence is what? Pradvamsa Bhavaha. The non-existence of the pot after it is broken. Pradvamsa Bhavaha. Then, so Pragabhavaha, Pradvamsa Bhavaha. So pot was not there before it was made. Therefore, as there was prior non-existence, pot will not be there after it is destroyed. Therefore, it's called Pradvamsa Bhavaha, posterior non-existence. Then, one more above they talk about is Atyanta Abhavaha. Atyanta Abhavaha means that which does not exist at all. It's called Tucham. Tucham. We have to remember, Vedanta Shastram says there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. What absolutely what is only existence. Non-existence is only relative. But the third abhava is Atyanta Abhavaha. Atyanta Abhavaha means illave illada, that which does not exist at all. Atyanta Bhavaha. In Tamil they say Tondrudarku Munbu Illame, Tondriya Piru, Aindapin Illame. In fact, if you listen to Nandanar Sang, he'll say Illame Endra Ondru Illai. There's no such a thing called non-existence. And then this called Atyanta Bhavaha is absolute non-existence. Total non-existence. What is the example here? Like mirage water, rabbit's horn. Rabbit's horn. That we have a sloka. Do you remember the sloka? Many times we learned the sloka. How many of you don't remember? This Atyanta Bhava, I said many times the sloka, I said. Please remember this. Better to remember the sloka. Okay, so you will never forget. It is not worth remembering. We for us, there's no non-existence. Why should we break our head? But still, let us remember this. See, Vandya Putraha Yati is an example for non-existent, absolute non-existence, which we don't need to remember because for us, there's no non-existence. There's only existence. But still, for Nayayika's sake, we'll remember. Vandya Putraha Yati, barren woman's son is walking. How does he walk? Mruga Trishnambasis Nataha. Mruga Trishnambasis Nataha. Mruga Trishnambasis Nataha. This fellow had dip in mirage water. Barren woman's son is walking, having had the dip in mirage water. மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணாம்பஸ். மிருகா மீன்ஸ் டியர், த்ரிஷ்ணா மீன்ஸ் தர்ஸ்ட், அம்பஸ் மீன்ஸ் வாட்டர். மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணாம்பஸ் மீன்ஸ் மிராஜ் வாட்டர். மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணிகா, மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணா, மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணாம்பஸ், ஆல் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் மீன் மிராஜ் வாட்டர். வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் இன் டெக்னிக்கலி வேதாந்தா, டு ரெஃப்யூட் நயாயிகாஸ் வி ஹாவ் டு நோ ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ். மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணாம்பஸ் இஸ் நாதஹா. தென் கஃப் புஷ்பதாரி, கஃப் புஷ்பதாரி ஹோல்டிங் அ ஸ்கை ஃபிளவர், ஹோல்டிங் அ ஸ்கை ஃபிளவர், திஸ் பர்சன் கோஸ். தென் சசஸ்ருங்க தனுர்தரஹா, சசஸ்ருங்க தனுர்தரஹா. சசஹா மீன்ஸ் ராபிட், தனுஹு மீன்ஸ் போ. And this person, Shashashringa Dhanurdharaha, holding the bow made of rabbit's horn with a sky flower, barren woman's son walks, having had dip in Miraj water. All the four are what? Tucham. Okay. Vandhya putraha yati, Mrugatrishnambasi snataha, Kavpushpadhari, Shashashringa Dhanurdharaha. சசஸ்ருங்க தனுர்தரஹா. வந்தியா புத்திரா யாதி மிருகத்ரிஷ்ணாம்பசி ஸ்நாதா கஃப் புஷ்பதாரி சசஸ்ருங்க தனுர்தரஹா. ஹி ஹோல்ட்ஸ் டூ திங்ஸ். வாட் ஆர் டூ திங்ஸ்? One is rabbit's horn, the bow made of rabbit's horn. And he holds the sky flower. He holds both. And he is walking. And he is the son of the unborn son. Never, he was never born. And he had dip in mirage water. This is the example given to say non-existence. What is tuchyam? Okay. It's called absolute non-existence. அத்யந்த அபாவஹா, அத்யந்த அபாவஹா. அத்யந்த அபாவா ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அசத். தட் இஸ் வை தேர் கால்ட் அசத்காரியவாதிஸ். நையாயிகாஸ் ஆர் நோன் அஸ் அசத்காரியவாதிஸ். ஃபார் தம் த இஃபெக்ட் வாஸ் நாட் தேர் பிஃபோர் தி கிரியேஷன். சோ அசத், துச்சம், துச்சம். That is why in Bhagavad Gita, when Swamiji gave exam, when Swamiji talked about this Nasato Vidyate Bhavaha, he explained, made it very clear. The word Asat has two meanings. One meaning is Mithya, another meaning is Tucham. So according to Nayayika, it is Tucham. For us, it is Mithya. Remember, the word Asat means Mithya and Tucham. So this unreal means that which does not exist at all is unreal. So Jagat is not unreal. It is Mithya. That is why when people translate the English translations, the world is unreal. When they say, the Mithya is translated as unreal for want of expressions, then it is not real. It doesn't give a clear understanding. We have to differentiate this. Mithya is different from Tucham. Mithya means seemingly real. It's as though. It is not, it is as good as non-existent. Whereas Tucham is that which does not exist at all is Tucham. Therefore, here Atyanta Abhavaha. See, third, kind of fourth one. One more non-abhava is there. He talks about four types of abhavas. Can you believe? He talks about non-existence, four types of non-existence. If you say non-existence, it is non-existence. How can there be four types? But he says, Pragabhavaha, Pradhamsabhavaha, Atyantabhavaha, then Anyonya Abhavaha. Fourth is what? Anyonya Abhavaha. Anyonya Abhavaha means mutual non-existence. Anyonya Bhavaha. Mutual non-existence means one object denies the existence of the other, which means in ghata there is no pata, in pot there is no cloth, in cloth there is no pot. So in door there is no window, in window there is no door. If there is door, there is no window. So if there is a, see, in one, other object is not there. In one, not, we call it what? Object limitation. They call it non-existence. Anyonya abhava. Anyonya abhava. If one thing is there, and that one thing, other thing is not there. In table, there's no chair. The chair, there's no table. It's called anyonya abhava. One object being different from the other object, it denies the existence of the other. It was called anyonya abhava. For non-existence. Therefore, how does he establish his view? Abhavatvat. Abhavatvat. Because Jagat is not there. Jagat was not there before. The effect was not there before. Therefore, Asat Karyam. Karyam Asat. Karyam Asat means the effect was non-existent before. And he talks about Jagat as what? Atyanta Bhavaha. Jagat was not there at all before. Atyanta, tucham for him. For him it is tucham. And he will say, suppose, when you say, when he talks about the anyonya bhavaha, why anyonya bhavaha? Object difference is there. Object limitation is there. Table is not the chair. Chair is not the table. And table is different from the door. Door different from window. So one object being different from the other is what now? Anyonya bhavaha. But this difference is there. This difference is there. Therefore, this difference for them is a positive entity. A positive factor. Difference is positive factor. And this, the difference is what? But still associated with the anyonya abhava. Therefore, first of all, Shankaracharya says, he'll say, an existent thing cannot come into existence from a non-existent thing. That's all simple. In Advaita Darshanam, in the vision of non-duality of reality, non-abhavaha, non-existence is not at all there. There's no such thing called non-existence at all. When the Jagat was unmanifest, when the Jagat was not there, Jagat was in the form of, we say Jagat was non-existent, when Jagat was unmanifest. The unmanifest Jagat also is said to be what? Brahma. Jagat was there as Brahma. Means Jagat was there as the power of reality. Unmanifest power of Brahman. Jagat was in the form of Maya. Jagat was in the form of Brahman itself. And in Puranic language, we call it Pralaya Jala Rupena Jagadasit. The universe was in the form of Pralayaha. The universe was in the form of Brahma. In Puranas, in Bhagavatam Narayana, we say Pralaya Jala. Prakrita Jala. Jagat was, it means, it was unmanifest, that's all. Jagat remains unmanifest. An unmanifest is could be what? It's a actual original existence, non-functional existence. That's all. An unmanifest means a non-functional existence. It had a non-functional existence. And he holds on to this view. What he says, the being, he is asatkarya vadaha. The effect was not there at all before, in the cause. If effect was not there, then what is this effect? What is this karyam? The question is asked. He'll say, suppose a goldsmith has a biscuit of gold, okay? A gold biscuit. And he has to convert that gold biscuit into a chain. So what does he do? The goldsmith has to work on that gold. And then when he works on the gold, the non-existent ornament, the gold alone was the non-existent ornament. So the gold was sat. The gold is sat because gold is existent. Cause is existent. And from that existent gold, the non-existent chain, he works on and he creates it. Therefore, the chain or ornament, any ornament, chain or bangle originates, comes into existence by its association with the cause. Okay, the chain comes into existence by its association with the gold, the cause. How does the non-existent chain come into existence? The non-existent chain comes into existence from existent gold, borrowing its existence from the gold. Which means, he says, the non-existent ornament associating itself with the gold. What association? Having an intimate association with the gold, borrowing its existence, it comes into existence. There is an intimate association, the effect called chain or bangle, having its intimate association with the gold, its cause, then it comes into existence. So what is creation for them? Karana sattaya saha. Karana sattaya saha sambandaha eva karyasya srishtihi sambandaha. What is creation for them? Karanasya sattayasaha sambandaha eva karyasya srishtihi. Means the creation of effect is nothing but the effect's association with its cause. They are their own view. That's why I said, what is creation according to Nyayayika? Karana sattayasaha karyasya sambandaha eva srishtihi. Means association of the effect with its cause, the intimate association of the effect with its cause is creation of the effect. The intimate association of the effect having its intimate association with its cause is called creation. Before what happened, before the creation, there was no sambandha. Before the creation, there was no connection, no association. After the association, so for them it's very funny. That is what he says. So Shankaracharya will say, first of all, only one thing. When you say the non-existent part comes into existence having its association with the clay. The non-existent ornament comes into existence having its association with its cause, the intimate association with the good. If we say, or you can say the furniture comes into existence having its intimate association with the wood, when you say, a non-existent comes into existence. How can a non-existent thing have association? See, having association is what? Verb again. Coming into existence is what? Again a verb. So, when you say a non-existent things comes into existence, the subject of the verb coming comes into existence is a verb. What subject? A non-existent pot comes into existence. Non-existent pot comes. Non-existent effect comes means the sentence has the verb without a subject. The sentence has verb without a subject. Therefore, it is illogical. Got it now? Do you get the point what I'm saying? Yeah. Therefore, see, when you complete all the 5 points, I'll let you know. Just understand this is much is enough today. So non-existent thing comes into existence when the very sentence itself coming into existence means it's a verb. It's a sentence with a verb. And when you say non-existent thing becomes the subject of the sentence. So how can there be a subject? A non-existent thing cannot become an agent of action. Act of coming into existence. Therefore, it is he'll say, it is Shruti does not accept. Smriti does not accept. Even Nyaya, reasoning does not accept. Even if a person does not accept the Shastram, even Shruti also, the Nyaya, reasoning also. To establish any fact, we have to get 3 pramanams, 3 authentic sources we have to quote. One is Shruti Pramanam, Smriti Pramanam, then Nyaya, reasoning. Anubhav Pramanam also is there. But here you only take it as Shruti, Smriti and Yukti. All these pramanams state that a non-existent thing cannot become an agent of any sort of function or action. This is the important lesson, important factor. Then why should we talk about the non-existence at all? There is no such a thing called non-existence absolutely. So prior non-existence. And how can a part which comes into existence destroys prior non-existence? See, you need not destroy what is non-existent. Do you need to undo what is non-existent? Do you need to kill the snake which is not there? Suppose we say, I have to work very hard to kill the snake. What snake? Non-existent snake. I really take a stick and then kill. No, I really beat it to kill the snake. What is it? Non-existent. You don't need to kill, destroy what is non-existent. Because you cannot destroy what is non-existent. Got the point? How can it destroy what is non-existent? But he will say, pot, not only pot, any object, this I said it in my Kena class also, any object, according to him, any object which comes into existence newly, which is newly made, that object is a destroyer of its prior non-existence. Abhava Pratyogi, that is his thing. Abhava Pratyogi, it destroys its prior non-existence. Therefore, what Shankaracharya says, how does he tackle this point? Let's see only this point today. So that we can, I'll summarize all the 5 points. Maybe I'll dictate notes like next class so that you will remember what are the 5. We don't need to really know, but still we'll know. 5 reasons, the 5 factors which Nayayika gives to establish, not establish, to say that there was Jagat was not there before the creation. The universe was not there before its manifestation. The cause was there, but effect was not there. Asatkaryavadi. Asatkaranavadi. Karanam, karyam, nothing was there before, nothing is here now also. Who says? The Buddha says. Whereas the cause was there, but effect was not there. Asatkaryavadi is Nayayika, the Nyaya Vaisheshika philosopher. So, and for which he gives 5 reasons. So all the 5 reasons have to be, we saw already 2 reasons. Now today we see this 3rd one. Abhavatvat. Before the universe was not there, one end of the universe is, therefore it is, universe is what for him? Universe is real. It was not there before. And for which he talks about this 4 non-existence. One of the reasons he gives is 4 types of abhavas he talks about. And this universe was not there at all before. And suddenly it has come into existence. So the main point Shankaracharya says is, it is illogical to say something has originated, come into existence from non-existent. If you say, it is illogical. How can something come into existence from non-existence? One reason. Second thing, no object needs to destroy its, can destroy its prior non-existence. Because what is non-existent need not be destroyed, cannot be destroyed. Something must be there to destroy. The verb destroy is also what? It's a transitive verb. I destroyed something. He destroyed something means the object destroyed is a transitive verb. There must be something, the destroyer destroys something which is there already, which must be there. How can a non-existent thing be destroyed? Need not be destroyed. It is like working hard to kill the non-existent snake. Therefore, the whole discussion of abhava is wrong. Pooja Swamiji said in his one of her classes, never ever, if you are really mukshu, that is why we are not really intellectuals. We are not interested, of course we are intellectuals, but we are not interested in mere academic, intellectual, we are not studying Shastra for intellectual pleasure. We are spiritual people. See, spiritual person is different from an intellectual. Of course, spiritual person is intellectual, but all intellectuals are not spiritual people. Okay, a spiritual person, even if it is non-intellectual, will become intellectual gradually. Because you have to use your buddhi. You have to think to understand the Shastra. So non-intellectual also, if a spiritual person becomes intellectual. A spiritual person is intellectual, but all intellectuals are not spiritual. Why? Because what makes a person intellect, spiritual person? Only purushartha. The commitment, moksha purush, must be purushartha. If the moksha being the purushartha is very clear, because moksha is my choiceless end, so I do not have very long thousands of years, we don't have. We have very short time. So moksha is our goal. Suppose even if I don't achieve moksha, this accomplish moksha this janma also, my hard work, my mind where I place will help me to be in the same vastu next janma. So the next janma will be like that. Therefore, a spiritual person whose focus is on moksha and commitment is to the jnanam, for him shruti is the only pramanam. So you accept the shruti and you understand the teaching. But what happens sometimes, is only for people who to resolve the doubts in their understanding. They go to understand what other people say, what Nyayika says, what Nyaya philosopher says, what Nyaya Vaisheshika person says, what Buddha says, and non-Avedika say, the Nastika say, Astika say. We have to go and defend. Whereas, otherwise, what Shruti says is very clear. If your understanding is not shaken by their understanding, then we don't need to worry about it. But sometimes people simply get into all these things. And Pujya Swamiji tell in the class, understand Vedanta first thoroughly. Then, after having clear understanding, you can have the fun. You can really have the luxury of simply see looking at their fallacies. Otherwise, what happens if you suppose go into the logic, tarka, try to understand what tarkika says, then unnecessarily it will change the whole orientation. It will change. Not only for sharpening, we need to have those things. But here, this is the main reason is, that's why I told you in the very beginning, what Shankaracharya says is amazing thing. It is what is only existence. I use the term noun. Existence. We don't say existent. What is only existence. Which means there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. Okay? And what is non-existence at all? So what is that which is in the form of existence is consciousness. So consciousness is existence with reference to the whole jagat. We have to understand the cause is the existence with reference to any object. So that which lends existence. See, water lends existence to the ocean. So with reference to ocean, we say water is existence. Gold is existence with reference to an ornament. Because without that, there's no existence for that ornament. So all relative examples. Whereas with reference to Jagat, existence is consciousness, abstract. There's no existence with reference to Jagat other than consciousness. Without consciousness, Jagat has no existence at all. So absolutely what is only Brahma, means what is only existence. And this is what Swamiji also in his unfoldment of the 16th verse of Bhagavad Gita made it very clear. Nasatna asataha vidyate bhavaha. Make a sentence. Asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Non-existence has no existence. Asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Non-existence has no existence means what? There is no such a thing called non-existence at all. Sattaha abhavaha na vidyate. There is no non-existence of existence. Which means what is only existence. That sentence is very confusing sentence, okay? What is only existence. There is no such a thing called non-existence at all. If at all you talk about the non-existence, only relative. Relative means what? The universe was non-existent before its manifestation, means it was not absolutely non-existent. It was unmanifest. Okay, what is unmanifest is relatively non-existent. What is manifest is relatively existent, isn't it? We say absolutely existent. what was comes into manifestation, absolutely existent only. When it was not there, it was relatively not there. Not absolutely not, it was already there. It's only unmanifest. The actual existence, original existence, becoming functional existence is what? Manifestation. Okay, next class, what I'll do? I will summarize all the 5 factors together. Then it'll become much clearer. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.